This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Things are heating up on Joe Biden, and people are beginning to ask some basic questions like that $2.7 million in cash for his Delaware home just weeks before Hunter Biden used Joe to close a $10 million deal with the Chinese business partner. It's a lot of moolah. But they say it gets even more suspicious because, according to financial filings, there's a massive discrepancy between the IRS filings and Biden's Office of Government Ethics disclosures around the time that the home was purchased. We talked about it. $5 million discrepancy. Joe, are you hiding money from us, brother? The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Yours truly, Kevin Jackson. Yep, the bribe, they said the figure is similar to the amount Biden was allegedly bribed by Burisma owner Mykolai Zhelechevsky, according to an FBI informant. On June 8, 2017, $2.744 million in change, Biden purchases Delaware home in cash. On July the 30th, Hunter used his dad to shake down a Chinese business partner. I'm sitting here with my father, and we want to understand why the commitment has not been fulfilled. That's where we start this whole little saga. And let me tell you, it's only going to get worse for the Bidens. I've been saying this for a long time. I told you Joe ages in dog years. It's only going to get worse. His dementia will get worse, and eventually he's going to have to say, I'm done. And the FBI, what about them? 40 different people went to them and said, we got information about the Biden family, and they ignored it. In July 2019, 3 months after Joe Biden announced he was running for president, Hunter Biden received a $250,000 loan from one of his Chinese business associates. The wire that went to Joe's house. We talked about this before. Why did it go to Joe's house? Hunter wasn't living there. Now, we know that neither Hunter Biden nor any other Biden has paid back the loan. And there was a discussion about this. We don't have the clip, but it was one of the congresswomen. She was questioning the IRS director, and she asked him a very simple question. She says, hey, if you get a loan from somebody, which Joe supposedly gave to his brother James, and the loan isn't charged any interest, then it does become a gift. And the guy hems and he haws and all this. And she finally gets him to admit that either you have to charge a certain amount of interest and receive payments back, or it becomes a gift. And then it becomes taxable. And what they're setting this up for, in my opinion, is they're going to say, look at all these loans that were made. Because I think they're on to something. This is just me speculating now. I want you to know I don't have any proof of this. But it's speculation because I'm reading the tea leaves. I believe what they're going to say is Joe Biden got a series of loans. He didn't make any money. He got loans from people. And those loans are not due. He did nothing wrong in getting these loans. Now, Hunter's already proven that he's willing to, because in his loan, the $200,000 check that we recently saw, where he got the money, and then a lawyer friend of his that he met took over the company and assumed the debt. And according to people that I know, they say nobody does that. That's not the way you do that type of business. I don't know. But they say, no, that's not how you do it. So I think we're going to find this is another clever way that these guys think that they found to hide their money. Here's what they talked about with respect to, it was $250,000, not $200,000. I misspoke earlier. They said the Democrat donor and Hollywood lawyer Kevin Morris acquired Hunter Biden's stake in Bohai Harvest, RST, one of Hunter's China deals, and assumed the debt for Hunter. It said they met at a Joe Biden campaign fundraiser, November 2019. Now, why is a Democrat donor taking on Hunter Biden's China debt? It raises serious ethical questions that the White House must answer. That came from the Republicans. Comer, the House Ethics or whatever. I don't know which of these committees. So these are the things that are plaguing the Bidens. These are the things that these guys are going to have to answer to. Now, on top of all of this, you've got Joe Biden falling in the polls. You got all kinds of things going on that are making people question, is he even going to be able to run? Which I'm telling you right now, I said it in a previous show, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Joe Biden makes it. I know he's not going to, but I hope he does, because he has got to be at the he couldn't beat Trump in a legitimate election in 2020. And there's no way they can try to cheat this man, cheat Donald Trump in 2024 with the baggage of Joe Biden. Here's James Carville talking about Joe Biden, and he's been chastised because he goes on TV and says, look, y'all better be looking at these, polls. These polls, they ain't lying. But here's Jim Carville in his own words.
These polls seem to get at the elephant in the room when it comes to President Biden. For voters, it's his age that they're concerned about, his mental acuity, his health. What does that tell us?
Well, I guess to say the least, the polls are not were not great. And it tells us that, you know, voters are expressing some apprehension here. It's pretty clear. I mean, there's not much else you can say when you look at them. I mean, I guess the best thing you could say is that if anything, they're worse for Trump. But there is an apprehension out there. That's undeniable. But you can't look at this and not say that you're concerned. It's just for me to come on television and say I don't find this alarming or troubling at all would be stupid of me. I wouldn't do that. I'm sure the White House knows this, by the way. And they don't need to be told that, you know, the president has an age problem.
I want to play one more clip this segment. This is Psaki covering for Biden, who's on vacation again, as the world is in turmoil.
Even the clumsy efforts by the RNC and the usual suspects trying to make hay out of video showing the president and first lady walking on the beach in Delaware this weekend. By the way, he also did many, many calls with foreign leaders and even the Pope.
Lamestream media carrying water for Joe Biden, because that's what they do. That's what they've been trained to do. Go back to Carville. Age, mental acuity, health. Polls are not great. What did Carville say? Well, they're worse for Trump. Really? I don't think they are. Great show for you. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You ready for this? Anti-Semitism. Blatant anti-white racism. The border invasion. This unbelievably bad economy. The miseducation system that is that of America. The criminal justice system that not only targets blacks, but it targets rich, white, conservative people. It targets people who would dare to go out and protest against this government when it cheats at something. Which this government cheats at everything. And we're just getting started. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The left is being forced to deal with its blunders, to deal with its issues, the things that it creates. And you know what the left creates? It creates chaos. It is a chaos agent. If it were a grocery store, it would be called chaos. And every item on the shelf would be chaos. And it would be chaos for the border. It would be chaos for education. It would be chaos for foreign policy with China or Iran or terrorism or whatever. Or just, how about you just doing your day-to-day life in the city? Have you looked at the chaos in crime? Have you looked at the chaos at the grocery store? Have you looked at the theft that occurs blatantly in the open that the left doesn't even bother to worry about? They don't care. You're just a capitalist trying to make money. You got your neck on your foot on the neck of the poor. No, you're not. You think you're providing a service by putting that convenience store in a black or a brown neighborhood, right? You think that CVS pharmacy that lets people not have to take the bus to go get their prescription meds is good for the old black folks, right? In those neighborhoods. No, it isn't. It's just there for the picking, baby. That's what the left want. They want to pick you clean. And then they dare you to complain. How dare you complain when people come and rob your store? Just embrace the suck. Man, we have it so good right now, conservatives. There is nobody that believes in this. The 99% of this of the same people. And I'm not even going to put the other people in the mix. 99% of the same people understand this is not right. The things that are happening in this country, the targeting of Trump, these people in jail for J6, the lies that have been told about J6, the lies that have been told about the election, the lies that you're being told about where your money goes, the money that's going into wars, they claim it's going into wars, it's hush money to keep people from talking about these Bidens. Are you ready for this? They knew Joe Biden was demented. The fake news media is incredible when it comes to the Bidens. Clearly, they will do anything to justify that coup that occurred in 2020. Everybody knew. Let me put it to you this way before I make, I want to make a blanket statement. The world knew what was happening with the Democrats front and center when it came to Joe Biden. They knew. They knew what it was going to take to defeat Trump. They underestimated and they cheated at the, I mean, it couldn't have been better orchestrated if it was an Ocean's 23. Or in this case, Ocean's 20, because that's essentially what it was. Ocean's 20. 91 indictments against Donald Trump, none of which are valid. Desperate attorneys generals have turned expired misdemeanors into felonies to make their point. They are wanting to get Trump no matter what. They're talking about real estate. And, you know, it's funny, when they're trying to get him on real estate, they're going to open up a can of worms because Trump, from what I hear, he's saying, I'm going to bring everything out of the closet that these people have. I'm going to talk about J6. I'm going to talk about all this stuff. I'm going to subpoena all this kind of evidence. It's classified or whatever. You're going to have to really go to take me down. And good for him. Left is villainized. The people who wanted to know, was the election stolen? Gave a term to them, election deniers, and had thrown some of them into prison, which I've already alluded to. Enemy combatants against the United States, actual terrorists, get better treatment than the American citizens who did absolutely nothing on that day. And all of this is occurring for what reason, people? Because Democrats want to cover up their blatant cheating, their blatant theft of an election. Nobody on their card in 2020 could have beaten Donald Trump in a fair election. Heck, in 2016, another unfair election, Trump wiped the floor with Hillary Clinton's big white butt so bad they weren't even prepared with the thumb drives that were going to go in those machines. So how do you think a do-nothing placeholder VP like Joe Biden would do in a fair election? You think he would win? You know he wouldn't. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Giving you the raw truth. You know what? It may be a little too heavy for some people. That's okay. Maybe. But it isn't for you. Even Barack Obama knew Joe Biden was unelectable. And I paraphrase Obama when he says, Joe will figure out a way to F things up. And as Biden might have said about that comment, that's not a joke. Hey, producers, where's my little sound bite for that? That's no joke. We have one, don't we? Soundbite with Joe Biden says that. That would have been the perfect place for it. You're off your jobs. Imagine the level of desperation the left felt when they had to decide who to select from that cast of clowns that ran in 2020. Who would become president? Four black candidates, a Latino congressman, and he's an Obama staffer. I'm talking about Julian Gonzalez, a young congresswoman from the South Pacific. What's her name? Gabby something? And then multiple females, an Asian businessman, a gay mayor, And I'm sure there was at least one Guatemalan midget in there somewhere. There had to be. How many candidates did they have? Like 87? You know, but the demons picked the demons. That was a Freudian slip. The Democrats picked the old white guy, a man proven to be a pathological liar, and the dirty, open secret. You want to know what it was? You want to know what it is? Joe Biden had dementia. They knew it. Yeah. Laptop from hell. Hunter Biden, big tech, dirty secrets. President tried to hide. This was a Fox News article. Hunter Biden joked, they said, about his dad having dementia. They said, he says, your dad is the answer. He was talking to his attorney or something, a guy named Ablo. He later quoted himself mockingly saying, any man who can triumph over dementia is a giant. Think what he could do for our nation's needed recovery. And Hunter said, you're such an a-hole, but it made me laugh out loud. And he went on to say that perhaps he can help us remember as we remember all we intended to be as a people, since he can now remember his address. That's what this Ablo guy was saying to Hunter, and prompting Hunter to say he doesn't need to know where he lives, because that's the only secret, the only thing Secret Service gets right at least 75% of the time. These guys weren't joking about Joe Biden's dementia. They were joking that he had it and that they knew it. That was the joke. But the media spins it as, oh, no, they didn't know. They knew. It was an open secret, like Harvey Weinstein was an open secret, like Jeffrey Epstein was an open secret, like all the other open secrets of the Democrats.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The importance of investing in rural America was on President Biden's mind yesterday. He was visiting Minnesota, emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas. Two House Republicans have decided not to run for re-election. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger, a House member since 1997, and Colorado Congressman Ken Buck both revealed yesterday they will not be running in 2024. Toyota recalling more than 1 million of its cars. The company announced a recall of certain RAV4s from model years 2013 to 2018. Toyota said there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire. The company said it is working on a solution. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I said after the coup in 2020 that the Democrats are going to have a very difficult time protecting Joe Biden. You know, it's the system won't do it. The system can't do it. It cannot protect crooked old white guys like Joe Biden, and particularly those who have no charisma, who can't. You know, they can't win over the public. And I'm partially right, but I'm partially wrong. And I'm really more wrong than I am right, so much so I want to admit this to you, my audience. I want to let you know, I don't know that I got that right. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody run the level of interference they have for a guy like Joe Biden. In fact, I'm going to say this. I can say this definitively, you could feel I was searching for that word, couldn't you? Anyway, definitively, I've never seen anybody run interference more for a candidate or a person than Joe Biden. Shocks me to this day. Now, they're going to abandon him, and which means that my prediction sort of comes true because at some point you can't protect him. You know, he's Mr. Magoo meets the Nutty Professor. There's nothing you can do. He's going to get in his own way. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to challenge you. Don't just listen to that phone number, 844-551-8255. Call me. I'm going to challenge you. Connect with me on X, at Kevin Jackson, TBS. If you're listening to the program, get on X. If you're on it, connect. If you're not on it, get on it. Don't let them own social media. Next, if you're on Facebook, find me, Kevin Jackson, or The Black Sphere. You can find me there. If you can't, let me know in one of those other formats how to get a hold of me. And finally, everything that we do is at the Kevin Jackson Network. Go there. Please get involved. And when I say get involved, because I had some people contact me, Kevin, I don't really know how to get involved. You already did. You contacted me. Now, what do you do? What are you good at? What could you do every single day that's not an intrusion on your time? What could you do every day to promote what we do? I've got friends that get their family members listening to the program, things like that. Do that. It could be something that simple, or it could be you becoming one of the 500 people that gives us $20 a month to survive. That's what we're going to be focused on. And by the way, no joke, I feel like Joe Biden, no joke, not a joke. We're going to give you guys access to things nobody else sees. Chris is building the site now. We call it Backstage Club. We've been talking about it for a while. We put it on the back burner because we keep thinking all these lifelines are going to come in. Everybody keeps promising they're going to do something, and they don't, with rare exception. And those of you who break the exception, you have a special place in my heart. You absolutely do. So all this is being put together. I promise you, when we break out Backstage Club, you're going to search through there. You're going to find old pictures of me as a kid. You're going to find videos we're not showing anywhere else. You're going to get access to articles that nobody else gets to read. All of the things. And by the way, I write, people don't know this, I probably write, I don't know, 50 articles a week. What I'm going to do on the Backstage Club is I will write insightful, deep articles that nobody else gets to read. I don't even care. I don't care that they get wide distribution. If it's those 500 people that get to read my stuff, you get it. Final thing, contact with me. Yeah, I'll talk to anybody. I've called people that have called the show. But as most of you know who are my donors and big supporters, when I'm in town, I call you. Andy and I were going to get together. When I was in Florida, couldn't make it happen. Bob as well. Many others. I was going to go on a trip with some college buddies of mine, Craig and Dale, but didn't get a chance to make that happen because my mother-in-law went to the hospital. But the point is, you're going to get absolutely my time because you're my friends. You're my supporters. And you think, Kevin, why would you do that? I'm giving you $20 a month. Because you don't understand how important you are, how important that is. And it's 500 people. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to do like Jesus. We're going to take that bread and we're going to feed the masses with it. And that's what we have to have. And I can't do it by myself. So if you're one that's considering that, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. If you don't know how to do it with it, Kevin, I don't know where do I donate or whatever. Send me a note. Give me a call. I promise you we will get back with you. Anyway, I want to get on with this. Interference for Barack Obama. How much interference did they run for him? Lots. We still don't know his grades, do we? People are talking about his nationality. Well, I understand. People hate when I say this. The Constitution says, oh, he's got to have this with his parents born here, that and the other. Barack Obama's mother is an American citizen. His father is up for grabs. We don't know whether it was this crazy communist dude in Hawaii or this goat herder they claim that went to Harvard and whatever, the Obama senior. We don't know. But his mama's an American citizen. And I don't consider him, he may have been raised in madrasas in Indonesia or whatever, but he's got some American citizen. And I get it. Kevin, we're splitting hairs. If we don't honor the Constitution, understand it. And if you want to be a zealot, fine. I'm a zealot too. I'm just not going to get caught in the weeds on that. I'll tell you another story about that here in a bit, because I was having a conversation with a friend about Candace Owens debating or having a conversation with Bill Maher. And he says Candace needed to, go into detail about, I forget what it was, but it was a conversation about Trump. And I have to think about it. And I told him, you're both wrong. You should have attacked Bill. Oh, it had to do with the constitutionality of the electors. And he said Candace should have explained the electors, but she glossed over it with Bill Maher because he says Trump was trying to, change the electors. And I said, you missed the point. Here's the bigger point. Donald Trump knows he got cheated. I don't care what happens in the after effect. In other words, if you stole from me and I go back to I come to your house and I see what you've stolen, and you're mad at me because I see what you've stolen, and anything that I do to try to get my stolen items back, you then say, well, look at you trying to get your stolen items back. I'm not going to even, if I break into your house to steal my stolen items, which is, by the way, what OJ did and went to jail for, but as far as the jury is concerned, I'm not convicting you. If you're breaking into my house to steal your stolen items back, I don't consider that theft. So the idea that, Donald Trump tried to impact the electors. No, what Donald Trump did was try to right a wrong. Because what Bill Maher wants you to believe is that Donald Trump didn't get an election stolen from him. I'm not going to even let you get past that point. Now, see, that's the difference in debate. Let me get back on track. Obama's grades. That's pretty simple. He either declared himself a foreign student or he's got bad grades. Now, I'm going to make you a bet that it's both of those. Not only did he declare himself a foreign student, which would have pointed to the idea that he was not doing his own citizenship, and, oh, by the way, would have addressed that whole constitutionality issue, Or he wasn't the smartest guy to ever occupy the Oval Office, which is what they made him out to be. So I want to debunk things in a different way. But here's the point. They ran interference for Barack Obama because he's dreamy, man. How often are you going to get a mocha chocolate ya-ya black dude to run for office who's got, you know, a little bit of style to him, you know, make people feel good, make white folk feel good? How often are you going to get that? So they ran interference for him. But my contention is they wouldn't do that for Joe Biden. But they did. Before we get into it, and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't plan on taking this much talking about the commercial for my site and my organization, but I want to get into this because it's now starting to happen. And I was going to get into Senator Johnson grilling Christopher Wray, but we're going to do that another day. But what I do want to get into is new Speaker Mike Johnson grilling Merrick Garland. And when you put these two together, you'll probably have to come back and listen to this program as well. When you put these two together, you're going to see there's no other way to look at this except the most massive conspiratorial cover-up in the history of this republic has occurred. It is unbelievable what these people did to rally around Joe Biden and his crooked family. And what's fun to watch now is how they have to try to unravel it, how they have to try to piece it all back together and maintain some form of decency. We didn't do anything wrong, you know, and as I said with COVID, where they slowly backed away. Okay, you have nothing to see here. So what? The masks were ineffective. So what? We lied to you about the morbidity of COVID. So what? We lied to you about the vaccine of COVID. So what? We lied to you about the origins and all that. Let's just slowly back away. No harm, no foul, America. Well, there is a harm, a massive harm. We come back, we're going to talk about Mike Johnson, his grilling of Merrick Garland. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love these congressional hearings, even though there's so much to hate about them because they take too long. You know, it's a stall tactic by the person answering, things like that. But when you break it down, and by the way, we're going to be doing videos where we take these 7-minute clips and we put them all under a minute. Because that's the meat of it, is that it could all be done in under a minute. And I'm going to do another one tomorrow where we talk about Senator Johnson out of Wisconsin, where he's grilling Christopher Wray, who's a crime boss. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, is a crime boss that works for the Democratic Party. And he proudly touted he's a Republican. So how could you possibly question him, because he's a registered Republican? You know what I believe? I believe these people registered as Republicans just to provide cover, as if they're saying, well, we protect you because we're Republicans. They're Republicans in name only. They work for the Democratic Party. And so does Christopher Wray. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. going back to these congressional hearings, it's I used to say I watch them because they are boring. But the people that at least title them for you, because they do watch them. There are wonks and nerds out there who do watch them. I love that they title them because I want to take the gist of it and show you what it is. And let me tell you, when you listen to these things and you watch them, the only conclusion you can come to is we live in a banana republic. It is amazing to listen to the people that Biden recommends for office that don't know the Constitution, don't know even the basics of what their job is. It's unbelievable. It is affirmative action on steroids. I'm reminded of this thing in the firm when the guy says, oh, there's been one woman that's worked for the firm. They gave her name and she says affirmative action on stilts, you know, because she wore obviously high heels. And this is exactly what it is. It's a freak show of incompetence. And you don't hear about it because, you know, you're probably not the type of person that says, look, I'm going to go listen to see what the congressional hearings are today or watch C-SPAN. But I'm telling you, they're highly entertaining. There should probably be an entire show, let's call it C-SPAN 2, I'm kidding, dedicated to showing it. But you should only see the synopsis because that's all you need to see. So here's Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, and I think this was before he became Speaker, and he's grilling Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, on what is a basic question, and watch how Merrick Garland responds. Actually, you should listen because you can't watch it, but check out how Merrick Garland responds.
Have you had personal contact with anyone at FBI headquarters about the Hunter Biden investigation?
I don't recollect the answer to that question, but the FBI works for the Justice Department. I'm sorry.
You don't recollect whether you've talked with anybody at FBI headquarters about an investigation of the president's son?
I don't believe that I did.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I know what you just witnessed there was genius. And you go, well, Kevin, wait a minute. It seems so much like common sense because that's what it was. It's a simple question. Did you speak to anyone about the investigation or whatever's involved with the president's son? And this guy that is the attorney general that is over all of law enforcement for America that should be concerned about not having a dual system of justice, that nobody is above the law, gets 40 different informants in the FBI saying the Bidens are crooked, and he gets asked a question, are you paying attention to this case? I'm not really sure. So I'll ask you, do you believe it? I talked earlier about the cover-up. This is a perfect example. If you can't answer that, I absolutely have been informed. I've been read in. I'm well aware of it. We are all over this. I've been working with FBI Director Christopher Wray. I'm investigating why this thing has been slow walked, why Hunter Biden, the statute of limitations ran out on something for 5 years and why we didn't address it right away. I'm also curious why the FBI held on to Hunter's laptop that knew about it since 2019 and did nothing, then issued a report in 2020 that essentially debunked anything related to it. I'm all over this. But he didn't say any of that. He hemmed and he hawed up. You're the chief law enforcement person in America. What are you doing? I would say, well, where are you? My next question would be, where are you spending your time? What's got a higher priority than verifying that the President of the United States is not accepting money from foreign entities that don't have our best interests in mind? Please, explain to me what's on your plate. I mean, I don't know. I only see it in TV, right? I see the board when they're looking at a murder or when they're checking out, you know, trying to break down the mafia, and they got all the pictures up and all the lines going there. I've only seen it. I've never been in law enforcement. So I defer, but I do have this superpower called common sense, and I have watched enough to at least, you know, be enough to maybe play an actor in an FBI drama. And the little bit that I do know, I would prioritize and say, here are the things I'm working on. I know you've got your top 10 list, you got some terrorists and things like this, but what if it turns out? What if it turns out that the biggest terrorist in America is our sitting president and his son? What if it turns out that the people that are blowing up everything that we hold near and dear in America turn out to be the people in charge? What do you do then? Isn't the Justice Department supposed to be blind and deaf and whatever? I don't know all the details, but you know what I'm saying. I feel like Rick Perry. It's three things. They got to be blind and deaf and that other thing. But whatever they need to be, shouldn't we be treating everybody that way? Then you look at what we've already talked about. Look at just energy. Our energy policy. They're telling us now, don't be surprised if your gas prices go up $1 a gallon. Don't be surprised. Now, I don't know how you feel about it. I'm devastated. Taking our kid to and from baseball, his only simple pleasure these days, because let me tell you, about me and his mom have had serious talks about what it costs to keep this kid in baseball. But we do it because we look at it as, it's the one thing that he really enjoys. We got to do it because I'm cutting back on everything. I got friends with a lot more money than me, and that ain't saying much. But I got friends with a lot more money than I who are telling me we're cutting back. Joe Biden has hit everybody in the pocketbook. And I'm not talking about just poor folks. Poor folks, I mean, I probably qualify as poor folk, but I'm saying people that are really struggling, I don't know what they do. Anyway, going back to this, I ask myself, why this level of protection? Why this in your face, that what I titled these two last two segments was in your face cover up by the DOJ. Is the DOJ really protecting the Bidens? And why would you pick them? And I think that if you ask yourself, just ask yourself that question. You soul search for yourself. I'm doing it right now with us together. But you ask yourself, why would you do it? Why would you pick a guy who is so flawed? I'm talking about on multiple levels. He himself, his wife, his son, his brother, his sister. All these people are flawed. They are so willing to take money and do things, and blatantly so. To the point where you're jumping as a DOJ to cover up for the Bidens. Holy crap, man. Wouldn't it be better to just cut bait and say, look, we can't do anything more for these people? Now, I ultimately believe that's going to happen. Sadly so, because I'd love to see Donald Trump absolutely go after Biden and kick his butt in the next election. Because he beat him in 2020. But it's not going to happen. So why is the left doing this? Why that level of protection? And I'm going to go come back to this because I don't think they're protecting Biden. I think they chose Biden out of desperation in 2020 because they had nobody else. And then they figured, with the propaganda machine we have, I mean, think about how big it has to be for you to believe you can cover up the malfeasance of Joe Biden and all the minions that have to do this. And you're getting away with it up to a point. That's what's scary to me. How much these people have been able to cover up for Joe Biden. Would this have happened for Donald Trump? You know the answer. Of course not.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.